Welcome back, listeners. It's time for another suspenseful episode of The Fat Man Only Wipes Twice, starring Harry Hancock as Detective Richard Magnolia. Before we begin, don't forget to leave a rating, subscribe, and share our show to your friends. Also, we have a Patreon. If you feel like buying us some drugs or coffee, all it costs is $3 a month. Look for that link on our Facebook page. As always, this program may contain elements of suspense and murder that may be too much for our listeners with low constitutions to handle. Thank you for listening.
It was a cool spring morning. Cold enough so that my nips were hard, but my balls were still dangling something proper. The sun was shining, not a cloud in the clear Chicago sky. Hamilton and me? Hamilton and I? Me and old Hammy boy. Yeah, that works. Me and the old ham sandwich were called into the office. As we walked into the room, the smell of cheap cologne and stale cigarette smoke hit me right in the face. There was a hint of cooter mixed in. Could have been just like the last time I got laid. You wanted to see us, Chief?
Yes. Have a seat. Magnolia, you really fucked up last week. There was a violent murder at the elementary school, and you tied up police resources investigating a case you caused. Had this been any other detective, I would have fired you before you could step back into this building.
Guess I'm lucky I'm your nephew, huh?
At least one of us is lucky in that respect, I guess. Hamilton, I need you to do a better job of keeping a tight leash on this moron.
I mean, I'll try, Chief. I had no idea until we got to his room. How can I...
To be fair, Chief, he couldn't have known it was me. I didn't even know it was me. If I weren't such a great detective, it would have been the perfect crime. Guess I am a better detective than I am a criminal.
I feel like I'm having a stroke every time I hear you talk.
Speaking of having a stroke, are we done here? I need a few minutes alone in my office.
No, you're not to be left alone until...
Well, I'm not sure I'll be able to get off with somebody watching me.
Magnolia, enough with the bullshit. Shut the fuck up and do as you're told. Hamilton is taking lead on this case. You listen to him.
Yes, sir.
All right, Chief. What's the case?
That murder from a few weeks ago. The body is being kept cold at the morgue. The evidence has all been collected. But with the station being short-handed over the past few weeks, the actual investigation hasn't been done. You two are going to do the legwork on this.
Legwork, huh? Hey, I was doing...
No! Shut the hell up and get the fuck out of my office.
All right, Magnolia. No more wisecracks. You ain't going to get off on saying stupid shit today. We need to get this solved.
Speaking of getting off, can you give me like 2 minutes?
Shut the fuck up, Magnolia. We need to focus. Our asses are on the line here. This is the only job I've ever known. I don't want to have to start over in some new career.
You're right, Hamilton. I'm sorry. I'll try to keep my incredibly witty comments to myself. Won't win me any favors with other people. I hope you know that, but I know it means a lot to you.
It does. Thank you. All right. The morgue is just down the street. Let's start there.
Okay, let's go. You know, Hamilton, I'm not usually a pussy, but to be honest with you, well, you're the best partner I've ever had. Sorry, I didn't mean to get all emotional like that.
Dick, I'm the only partner you've ever had.
That is not true. You remember Butch? He's the first partner I ever had. He wasn't very good at the job. I could see why they let him go.
You do realize Butch was the stray alley dog that started following you the day you forgot you had a handful of sausage links in your back pocket, right?
Really? I guess that explains why he kept nibbling on my ass cheek. I just thought he was, you know, really enthusiastic about the job. You could have learned a few things from him, Hamilton. You know, I wonder how he's doing these days.
Seriously. Animal control came and put him down.
That's a shame. He was a good man.
Again, he was a dog. Secondly, he had rabies and attacked a child.
You son of a bitch, I will not allow you to besmirch the good goddamn name.
Extra, extra. Read all about it. Chicago toilet paper industry down the drain. This black market toilet paper flushes into the street.
Hey, I'll take one, kid. Here's a nickel.
Can I have a tip, mister? I've been working really hard, and my family sure is struggling.
Sure, sweetheart. Here's a dollar.
Thanks, fat ass.
God damn it. This is only the front page.
See? This is exactly why I've said letting women vote was a bad thing. Now they're all joining the workforce, taking all the good jobs.
What? No, Magnolia. Jesus Christ. I was a little girl playing a prank for candy money. I overreacted, maybe. But that's a disgusting way of looking at things.
Maybe you're right. It's just, Hammy, I've always wanted to be a newspaper boy. This day, it's my dream in life. Then this little bitch comes along and makes a mockery of such a noble profession.
It's a job for kids. What are you...
Shut up, Hamiltoe. Here's the morgue. I've always hated the morgue. Not for the so-called creepy atmosphere of the dead bodies on the tables, but... Well, that one coroner got really pissed off at me the first time I was here. Turns out he is not a fan of corpse puppet shows. Dr. Allen, the lead coroner, was examining a body as soon as we walked in. A body that would have made a great lead man in the puppet play I'd been working on, I should add. He was wearing a suit I wouldn't be called dead wearing. Ugliest green jacket and shit brown shirt combo I've ever seen. Dr. Allen, not the corpse. Ah. The corpse was naked, looked like Swiss cheese in the weird lighting down here.
Ah, Hamilton! And Magnolia.
Hey, Doc.
Hey, Buzzkill.
What can I do for you, Hamilton?
Can you tell us anything about the body?
I'm sorry, Hamilton, did you say something?
No, but I asked if you could...
Can you tell us anything about the body?
Of course, Detective. The victim was a George Alfredo, filled with over 60 projectiles fired from no less than 8 guns.
Seems excessive. Anything that may indicate why he was killed.
Could you just acknowledge him, Doc? I get that the corpse puppet show was disrespectful, but he's trying to be serious.
Oh, I'm not mad at that. I loved Corpse Time Puppet Hour. I caught him turning over the bodies and slapping their asses so he could laugh at the jiggling.
What the fuck, Magnolia?
It's called comedy. It's not my fault Dr. Stick in the Ass here doesn't have a sense of humor. Look, I'll turn over Alfredo and show you right now. Oh, well, fuck, they shot his ass clean off. That's kind of funny, right?
No, I found no other evidence on the body. Please get the fuck out of here and go check with the lab. Richard.
Yes, Doc?
I was a bit harsh. Come back tomorrow. I want to see the end of the puppet show. It was getting pretty emotional at the end. I really need to know if those two stiffs end up together.
Okay, Doc. I can do that. You're all right with a little nudity, right?
As long as it's tasteful.
Okay, good. It gets hot moving those bodies around. I think I'd be much more comfortable without any clothes.
Wait, what?
Also, I might need a second puppeteer. There's a sex scene coming up that's pivotal to the story.
What? Why would...
Because I can't puppet out an Eiffel Tower scene by myself. It's logistically impossible. See you tomorrow.
No, Richard, I'm not...
It wasn't easy, but I made it through the meeting with Dr. Allen without breaking my vow to be serious and not crack any jokes. On the drive to the lab, however, Hamilton ridiculed me for my passion project, Corpse Time Puppet Hour. When you're an artist like me, you gotta have thick skin. I'm sure Frank Sinatra also hears criticism all the time about how morbid and depraved his music is.
Oh, why, hello, dear boys.
Doc?
Dr. Robinson?
To what do I owe the pleasure?
I would assume whatever hand you used.
Magnolia, we'll hear about the Alfredo case, Doc. What have you got?
Are we still working on that?
Shut the fuck up, Magnolia.
I sense a little tension here. But, be that as it may...
Or may not be.
Or not, I suppose. We found a lot of casings at the scene.
What kind of casings?
Are you serious, lad?
I'm assuming sausage casings?
Jesus Christ, Magnolia. Put it together. Alfredo was riddled with bullet holes.
Right. Got it.
So, what kind of casings would be left at a crime scene that had a victim riddled with bullets?
Sausage?
Oh, for Christ's sakes! I'm talking about bullet casings, you hopeless, half-witted donkey!
I don't know what you've heard, Doc, but I am not that hung.
Is he having a bloody stroke?
If only we were that lucky. What else did your boys find at the scene, Doc?
I've got pictures here. Tire tracks left at the scene. possibly belonging to a Chevrolet Stylemaster.
It's a pretty popular car. Could be really hard to narrow that down.
Wait a second. Tire tracks? Tire tracks are also called skid marks. That's what you get when you shart a little.
God damn it. Anything else, Doc? We found a paper. Looks like an invoice for a transaction with the Butt Buddy Toilet Paper Company.
Hold on. Oh my god. Skid marks? Holy shit. Hamilton, you're the murderer.
What? Where the fuck did you come up with that idea?
Skid marks. There were skid marks at the scene, and you look like the type of guy who probably doesn't wipe properly.
Oh my god.
Quit stalling, Hamilton. Drop your trousers and spread those mud flaps. I'm certain we'll find the source of those skid marks crusted all over your grand fucking canyon.
Magnolia, Detective Hamilton is not the shooter. However, I agree that he looks the type of guy who does not wipe properly.
All right. Look, the toilet paper I've been buying isn't doing the job lately. It's more splinter than paper, and eventually I give up. Wait a minute. Did you say there was an invoice for the toilet paper factory?
The invoice is pretty destroyed, so I can't tell what it was for.
Well, it might be a lead.
It's better than nothing, I suppose.
Come on, Magnolia. Let's go check it out. Magnolia? Where'd he go?
I'm in the bathroom.
All right. Well, hurry up. We need to get going.
All right, I'm coming.
Thought you said you were coming.
If you'd shut up long enough, I would have already came.
Sounds like this will be continued next week. Can Magnolia and Hamilton catch the murderer? Is there a connection between the black market shit paper and Georgie's murderer? Where does Two-Ply come into all of this? Will Hamilton finally wipe... All right. Who wrote this? This is so unprofessional.
Improv. Just wrap it up, numbnuts.
All right. Fuck. Remember to follow us on Spotify. Sign up for our Patreon if you'd like to help support the show.
This is taking too long. My coke dealer's in the parking lot. Wrap it up!
Shut the fuck up, Greg. You're paying me to do this job. Let me do it. God damn. Tune in next Monday at 8 a.m. Have your morning coffee and relax with us. Good night and good luck. All right, we're clear. Come on, Greg, let's go get you that coke.
Red light!
Oh, fuck.